The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. Welcome to this podcast looking at Unit 3, Area of Study 3, Operations Management Functions. The Operations Management Function is the most important area of a large-scale organization. This is what an organization exists to do. For profit-making organizations, this is where they make their profits. In not-for-profit organizations, charities, and foundations, this is where the organization makes its difference. It's the transformation of the inputs into outputs through the use of processes. This is what the organization exists to do. It is their core function. It is the whole purpose of the organization. And really, the organization will not exist without its operations management function. All the other functions that you've explored or will explore, such as the human resource function, the finance function, the marketing, IT, research and development, etc., are really only support functions for the operations management function. They're there to ensure that the operations management of the organization is being productive, is being supported, and is achieving the objectives that they're set out to do. So when we're talking about operations management, what we're talking about is the design and operation of a system within an organization that creates the goods and provides the services. So we're transforming resources into finished goods or services. The operations management function is an area of management that is imperative to be carried out effectively, and it's one where good understanding of expertise and responsibilities by the manager needs to be carried out effectively. So a manager needs to know what they're doing, okay, and they need to be able to carry out their role effectively within operations management. So they're going to need to understand their roles: planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. So an operations manager needs to plan what will be happening within the operations. Now, depending on the level of management where they sit, they'll be involved in the different levels of planning, including strategic, operational, and frontline. Remembering that strategic planning is that long-term, forward-thinking, future-looking focus for where the organization wants to head to and how they're going to get there in relation to their planning. So this is where they could be thinking about changing where the organization or how the organization does things through the use of technology or quality systems. Operational planning is the more short-term one, looking at the near future and achieving its mission statement, looking at developing a master production schedule and a materials requirement plan would be example of an operational planner there. The frontline planning is looking really at the day-to-day needs of the organization, making sure that they've got enough resources available to them, both in the form of inputs or raw materials and also in the form of employees, making sure that they are rostered effectively to meet the needs as laid out through the master production schedule by the organization to achieve their objectives. So the organization manager, in relation to operations, needs to plan this out to ensure that the organization is being efficient and effective in achieving its targets and its goals. Another role that an operations manager will be involved in is the organizing. Organizing is the allocation of the resources, the allocation of the employees, the organization, and the procurement and purchasing of assets that are needed, both in the form of raw materials, but also the capital, such as machinery, computing, and other items such as that. The operations manager must also carry out the role of leading, where they must motivate the employees to ensure that they are being effective in meeting the targets, meeting the objectives, and being productive in what they do. So they're going to motivate their employees and develop that culture of best practice and expertise to ensure that the best possible outcomes for the organization can be achieved. They also need to lead the way in occupational health and safety. An operations manager must be showing the organization's employees what is the best way and lead the way in ensuring a safe and healthy workplace for the employees. Controlling role of an operations manager includes the establishing of a system to monitor whether the targets are being achieved by the operations team, but also to make sure that the quality of the inputs and the quality of the processes are in place to ensure that the output is also of quality as well. The controlling role of an operations manager will also include making sure that the targets are being met as laid out by the master production schedule as part of the planning stage of the organization. We're moving forward in future podcasts and starting to look at the operations management systems, the inputs and the processes and the outputs. So we'll continue that in the next podcast. That's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.